Right now, Alex White Plume faces a restraining order keeping him from planting industrial hemp on his Pine Ridge farm. That order came as part of a court settlement following DEA raids of his hemp crop between 2000 and 2002.
We didn't want to go to jail, so we never collected any seeds. We just stood idly by and watched the seeds fall on the ground. And so we're just starting fresh with zero seeds.
White Plume says his attorneys are working to see the restraining order lifted, given the federal government's new stance on tribes who want to grow marijuana. White Plume says he believes industrial hemp farming could be a culturally and environmentally appropriate form of economic development.
Now we're finally at a point where we can really exercise our right, and maybe we'll see some money as the outcome. Could be a thing that we could be an example for around the world, where you could use the hemp for local cottage industry, just for the families that live on their land.
White Plume says he approves the federal guidelines that have been laid out for any tribes who want to grow and sell cannabis as a drug. The president of the Oglala Sioux tribe, John Yellowbird Steele, says he supports industrial hemp on Pine Ridge, but not marijuana. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Charles Michael Ray in Rapid City.